Hi there. I have a question for you. How many times have you been saved? Again, how many times have you been saved? Do you know that many believers are going around trying to endure their salvation? They don't have the joy of their salvation. They are experiencing mortal fear of losing their salvation. So I ask you the question. How many times have you been saved? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Many believers have strange conceptions of what salvation is because they lack knowledge concerning what the Scripture teaches about salvation. Did you know that salvation is a person? The Bible says that the Lord is your salvation. The Lord is your light and your salvation. And Jesus Christ is that Lord. He is the light of the world, and He is the Lord that is your salvation. If a person could lose their salvation, then they are saying that they can lose the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born into their hearts by faith, and that is not possible. No man, no sin, no devil, no God can stamp out the life of Jesus Christ out of any born-again believer. How did the believer inherit salvation? Well, a believer had salvation born into their hearts. Since their new birth, and remember, the new birth is only Jesus Christ being born into your heart by faith. It's not you undergoing some radical change to your personality. Your personality has nothing to do with your salvation. Your faith does. Salvation is a gift by grace through faith. Once you placed faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, at that moment, Jesus Christ was born into your heart by faith. And at that moment, He became your salvation. And He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember that there's only one part of a born-again believer which is saved, and that's their soul. Your soul was lost. It was dead in trespasses and sins because it was connected to a dead nature. We know that dead nature as the human nature or the flesh. That nature is dead because it serves the law of sin and it inherited the wages of sin. It is a dead nature. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Christ was born into your hearts, that's when you received eternal life. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the life. What kind of life is Jesus? He is the only holy life that you have. He is the only eternal life that you have also. He is the life that you need to get into heaven. Many Christians, especially evangelists, say, sinner, you need to give your life to Jesus. Well, that's an inaccuracy of Scripture. The Bible teaches that sinners can never give their lives to Jesus because they are dead. They have no life to give to Jesus. Jesus Christ gives them His life. When He is born into their hearts, when they believe that Jesus Christ died for their sins and rose again. Remember, salvation is the Lord. Eternal life is the Lord. And the Lord said that salvation is a gift. He gave His Son to us. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son, that whosoever believes upon Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Your salvation is not dependent upon you being faithful. Your salvation is dependent upon God being faithful to you. And He is faithful to you only for one reason. Because He said He would be. He is faithful unto His word. And the Bible says that God is able to save them unto the uttermost, all that come to Him by Christ Jesus. He didn't say that He is able to save those who pray and read their Bible and strive to live a holy life, because no one is living a holy life. If your pastor is teaching you that you are living a holy life, then he is teaching you a lie. No one upon the face of this earth is living a holy life. The only people that have a holy life are the people who have experienced the new birth, and they have the holy life of Jesus Christ in them. Holiness cannot be produced by our efforts in the flesh. Holiness is produced only one way, and that's when that new birth occurred in our hearts. Because when Jesus Christ was born into our hearts by faith, he was born in there as a new creation, created after God in righteousness and in, listen closely, in righteousness and in true holiness. And our human efforts, our human resolutions cannot produce holiness. The only holiness that we have or can lay claim to is the Holy One in us. It's Christ in us, our hope of glory. Many people look upon salvation as if it is some kind of endurance test, and it is not. Salvation is not some endurance test, because no one could endure good enough or long enough to purchase salvation. The only one who endured and obtained salvation for us was not you or I, but Jesus Christ, when he endured the cross, despising the shame of it. And when God raised him from the dead, that's when he became our salvation. That's the endurance that we have. We don't put any confidence in our flesh. We don't put any confidence in our faithfulness. We don't put any confidence in anything that we have. Our confidence is in the Lord and his faithfulness unto us. The Bible says that Jesus Christ offers only one kind of salvation. The Bible says that he is the author of temporary salvation? No. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation. Salvation is not some endurance test or some prize that you win. Salvation is not worked for. And if you strive hard enough or long enough or pray hard enough or try to live so good enough, you will miss it and burst hell wide open. Salvation is a gift by grace, a gift with no strings attached, a gift which anyone can receive if they do this. If you have it, just do this after me. Believe right now that Jesus Christ has died for your sins and he rose again. Once you have believed that, then you are in accordance to the scripture. You have obeyed from your heart the gospel, which is that you believed that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again, and now you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You might say, well, I don't feel any different. As a matter of fact, I still crave to sin. Well, let me tell you one thing that most pastors will never tell you. You have a nature that is not saved, even though your soul has been saved. Your soul was joined unto that dead nature I mentioned earlier called the flesh. Well, that nature is still in you. It's dead in the sight of God, but it's alive unto us. And it wrestles now against the Spirit of Christ, which has just been born into your hearts by faith. It wrestles against that holy nature in you. It wrestles against that righteous nature in you. It wrestles against that salvation. Now, it'll never win, but it'll give you a run for your money. That nature is called the flesh, and it still continues to serve the law of sin willfully. But you just remember this, that Romans chapter 8, verse 9 gives you a key that you must remember if you're going to keep peace in your own mind. The Bible says that you are no longer a part of that flesh, but you are now in the Spirit because the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. It says you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because now the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, and you are saved unto the uttermost. Hebrews 7:25 says that Jesus Christ saves unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. He doesn't save you temporarily and then waits for you to make a mistake, then cast you off. The Bible says that whosoever comes unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He won't cast you out because of sin. Remember, sin was condemned in the flesh, and you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. No sin is being charged against you, because now you are under grace. And the Bible says that sin is not imputed or charged against you where there is no law, and you are not under the law, but now you are under the covenant of grace. And you are not free just to go out and do what you want to do, because the Bible says that you are no longer your own. When he purchased you, he did just that. He purchased you. You don't have any right to go out and do what you want to do. You can, but you don't have the right to do it. But you are to follow the instructions in righteousness. You are not under the law, but now he's giving you guidelines to follow that you can have an easier life down here. Now, these guidelines had nothing to do with your salvation. You are to obey them so that you can edify the body of Christ and lead more people unto him by speaking of his gospel. They have nothing to do with you losing your salvation. These are just guidelines for you that you might live a quiet and peaceable life down here. Because many a Christian has, after they've been saved, they have been caught doing things that were not edifying. They might have been caught stealing because of that fleshly nature that serves sin. They might have been caught murdering someone. They may have been caught committing adultery. They may have been caught stealing money. They may have been caught doing many things because of that fleshly nature in them. They're still saved because, as far as God's concerned, they are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ dwells in them. But upon this earth, they are going to suffer loss here, and they'll be suffering loss in the kingdom because they have not yielded themselves unto the instructions of righteousness. Okay? Okay, now remember, they're still saved. They're just as saved as you and I are, because the Lord is their salvation, just as he is ours, whether they're in a jail cell or wherever they may be. They are still just as holy as we are, because their holiness is the Lord, like our holiness is. In Christ Jesus, we are all one size. They're not some great super Christians and some little bitty pipsqueak Christians. No, the Bible gives us all one salvation, and it's eternal salvation. And we are put in Christ as it pleases him, and we are not bigger or smaller than anyone else. We are the same stature as Jesus Christ is, because we are joint heirs with him, in him. Think of it like this. Think of a bum on the street who has found, say, the Hope Diamond, and they swallow it. Now, immediately, once he has swallowed the Hope Diamond, he has become something great in the eyes of people, like, oh, he's valuable now. Not because his personality has changed, not because he has cleaned up his act, not because he's not now a drunkard, he's still all those things, but now he has a treasure in him that has made him valuable unto someone. He has a Hope Diamond in him. Well, that's the way God views us. In the flesh, we are nothing but a sinful creature. But now, when once we've believed in Jesus Christ, then now he has been born into our heart as a treasure unto God. The Bible says that now we have this treasure in our earthen vessel. It is the excellency of God. That's not of us. It is a treasure inside of us that makes us precious unto God. And the treasure in us is Christ in us. Not the Hope Diamond, but it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We are still sinful creatures down here. Never be deluded that now you're something holy because of your actions or behavior in the flesh. You are holy because of your Savior, and saved because of your Savior, not by your behavior, but it's by your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the treasure that you now possess in this earthen vessel, which makes you of value unto God. And the Bible says that now your soul has been anchored unto him who is in the veil. Now, if you could be anchored unto Jesus Christ, how can you go to hell? If some Christian could be pitched into hell, then Christ would have to be ripped off of his throne in glory, snatched through the veil of the curtains, hurled down through space, and plunged into hell right behind you, because he is the anchor of your salvation. He's the one that holds you in the palm of his hand. And the Bible says that no man can pluck you out of his hand. Aren't you just a man? Isn't your old man, your old flesh nature, just a man? He's not stronger than the new man in you. And the new man won't come out, and the old man was never saved. Your fleshly nature, the nature of some Christians which tries to renounce their salvation, was never saved in the first place. Salvation is a gift from God, not into our flesh, but into our lost soul. And the Bible says that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. In other words, God does not give a gift and then take it back. In other words, God will not give you the gift of salvation and then take it back because of your lack of performance. Your performance has nothing to do with salvation. Your faith does. When you received the gift of God by grace through faith, then the Bible says that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Your soul has received eternal salvation. And the Bible says in Hebrews 7:25 that when you receive that gift, He is able and He has saved you unto the uttermost, all that come to God by Him. You've only been saved one time, and you can only be saved one time. Salvation is eternal. Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation. You're not saved and lost and saved and lost and saved and lost and saved and lost. You have eternal salvation when you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. That's when He's born into your heart, giving you His life, which is the eternal life. That is a gift from God. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?